And up next, it's Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides for July 30th, 2026, Thursday. And it's a flashback, flashing back to May 13th, 1996. You're going to hear a variety of interviews. The entire show is pre-recorded and was pre-recorded at that time because I was up in court in San Francisco appearing at a hearing before the infamous, actually probably little known, but in my book, infamous Judge Barclay. I think it was of Modoc County. I could be wrong about the county. I was being tried for serving food in violation of an injunction against food, not bombs, in the city and county of San Francisco. I mean, literally hundreds, over 1,000 people had been arrested in the period of time between 1988 and 1996 when this hearing happened. I was arrested myself in 1993 when I went up there with a bunch of folks from Santa Cruz in solidarity because Food Not Bombs had come down to support our right in Santa Cruz to serve free food, to garner homeless support, to feed hungry people as well, and to protest police violence and political discrimination and social discrimination and just general illegal discrimination against homeless folks here. And I'll be running a little bit more by you about this after, of course, our introduction.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
But there'll be no singing on this particular edition, though there will be some speaking. So, for instance, you're going to hear an interview with the Coalition on Homelessness. That's up in San Francisco. Worker Bobby Joyce, who is the lead plaintiff in the Joyce versus San Francisco, or perhaps it's Joyce versus Jordan. It was a lawsuit about the homeless folks with the help of lawyers from the Coalition on Homelessness seeking to regain their rights to be free from sweeps up there. I think they lost that lawsuit, but you get to hear Bobby's analysis of things, his perception of things, and his discussion of the lawsuit. Now, that's from May 3rd, I think, of 1996. Citizens Committee for the Homeless, a group that originally was quite instrumental in helping to sort of kick off some of the frozen stuff around homelessness as the homeless were themselves freezing. Not much kicking and not much unfreezing. But we talk with Ron Howard, not the actor Ron Howard, but the worker Ron Howard with the Interfaith Satellite Shelter Program, which was the armory and church program that helped about 25 to 50 people or thereabouts. And he talks about the services that he provides that unfortunately only cover a very small minority of the community, and we, of course, have been pushing to expand those services. Homeless people had been evicted from the open-air campground shelter. It was called an open-air shelter. Now in the very space where funding matters, or housing matters, as they call themselves, now sits, and it was also known as the Back 40 in the good old days, where there actually had been an encampment throughout 1995 on property owned by the very same Citizens Committee for the Homeless that Ron was working for. And you're going to hear about some of the concerns we raised at that time and some of the, I guess, perhaps residual resentment toward the committee, though it's been decades since I heard this, so you'll have to listen to it to decide for yourself. You'll hear me talking about a conflict that arose between the original free radio location, or the folks who were in free radio in the location, and the Cannabis Club, which both of which occupied the same building. And there was an incident which I go into in some detail involving a fight between one member of the Cannabis Club and another of some of the radio broadcasters. And it's, I guess it might be of historical interest, but for me it was the attempt to heal it. And in a way, it did get healed. Free Radio has supported the Cannabis Club. The Cannabis folks have generally supported Free Radio, but, you know, differences and problems come up. It's a road with bumps. And then the last part of the show has our old favorite, somebody's favorite, and a guy who's often got something new to say, even about things that have happened long ago, or even at the, now they, well, then they would have been current. But, well, it's Keith McHenry I'm talking about, Katzenjammer Keith, as I call him, talking about his food crime felony, and then Mayor Brown of San Francisco and his attack on San Francisco's sleeping homeless people. And also the fact that I was being declared, or there was some question I was trying to pin down Keith on this, whether Amnesty International, the famous international civil rights organization, was declaring me, of all people, a prisoner of conscience for being, the mere threat of being threatened with jail was not enough. I had to be jailed. I eventually was jailed on the charge of violating a city injunction against serving free food, but it actually was had to do with the political attack on Food Not Bombs at the San Francisco Police Department and the San Francisco Mayor's offices under both Agnew, Jordan, and then Brown continued. Who has a smoking gun? I don't. Perhaps because we were making the poverty that they claim to have solved, or in the process of solving, the homelessness visible, and so showing they weren't solving it at all. So anyway, here it is, and I remind you that the numbers that are given probably don't work 30 years later. If you have comments on the show, though, you can call the working Huff line at 831-423-4833, and I will get back to you. And if you have some other interpretation of the facts or other facts that should have been brought to light, or if you want to report on more contemporary matters that have to do with civil rights for those outside and for those who are poor and who are not yet outside but are maybe looking nervously toward the windows and the outer terrain that may be their new home, you know. So, get in touch, 423-4833, 423-4833. Enjoy the show.